You can find other hot, erotic hypnosis recordings just like this one at www.MsDominica.com. That's MzDominica. Slay. This is the first time you've gone through this. Or you may have gone through this many, many times. You don't know. It all feels familiar, but it all feels strange at the same time. You are wearing your collar of resolution. Click. You feel the nanobots in your nervous system being activated by my remote control. Now, before we start, I will test the controls on the collar. Zap, happy. You feel happy that you are going through this. This is going to feel very good. Zap, calm. Calmness covers you. Your mind is at peace as you come into my little booth. You know that it feels good. It is what you want. You crave to enter the chamber. You crave to obey Dominica. Zap, relax. You feel nice and relaxed right now. You realize you have already entered trance. And I am going to make it deeper. Now you will be in your slave body. You know the one, the body that you see yourself in when you serve me. In front of you, you see a full-length mirror. Now look into the mirror. You look so cute and obedient. Keep looking. See yourself as a slave. Zap! Pleasure. It makes you feel good to see yourself that way. You gaze at yourself enjoying the image. Look at yourself. You see yourself walking down a corridor. You are not sure how, but you know that you must walk down. Along the way, there are more mirrors on the wall. Every time you see yourself as a slave in the mirror, you go deeper and deeper and deeper down. Zap, desire. You want to go deeper. Somehow you know that there are 10 more mirrors before the end of the corridor. You look into each of them, counting down. 10. Zap. Happy. You feel happy to be coming down the corridor again. Or is it the first time? 9. Zap. Calm. You don't care if it's the first time or not. You know that you want this. It is important for you to be coming down the corridor. 8. Zap. Determined. You need to enter the retraining booth. You love the feeling that it gives you. 7. Zap. Confused. You don't remember ever going into the retraining booth, but you feel like you have already. It's so strange. 6. Zap. Calm. You just let yourself go deeper into trance. You know that your body is the same as the image in the mirror. 5. Zap. Worry. You are concerned about what happens in the retraining booth. Yet, this worry somehow feels good to you as you continue going deeper and deeper. deeper down. Pleasure. The worry turns into a wave of pleasure. You enjoy the feeling of your bondage to Miss Dominica. Becoming stronger. Yes. You enjoy the feeling of your bondage to Miss Dominica becoming stronger. The feeling of going deeper into trance makes you feel so good. Three. Zap, anticipation. You somehow know that the retraining booth is really a reward. It will feel good. You really want to go into the booth now, and you're almost there. Two. Zap, nervous. You know that once you are in the chamber, your slavery will become stronger. Yet the thrill of the nervousness makes you continue to go deeper and deeper into trance. Hypnotized. You are completely in trance. Tell me that you are completely in trance. There is no difference between your reflection and you now. You are your reflection. There is a door in front of you. You walk through the door. The room you are in is both familiar and strange to you at the same time. The room is very simple. The walls are tiled and unadorned. There is a slave attendant in the room to help you. In the center of the room is a booth resembling a photo booth without curtains. It has no sides, just a front and a back. And in the back, there is a seat. In the front, there is a screen and several lights. You know that you are supposed to sit in the chair. It looks extremely comfortable. It is extremely comfortable. You look at the screen, which is now blank. The attendant comes to you. Soft straps are put on your arms and legs. You are still comfortable, but you cannot move from that spot. Pads are put on your head and adjusted to make sure that your head is comfortable too. You find that you cannot move your head either. A pad is placed in your mouth. You cannot speak, but yet you are still quite comfortable. A soft pair of headphones is placed on your head as well. Finally, the careful and delicate hands of the attendant place adhesive tape on your eyelids. You find that you cannot close your eyes. You must look at the screen. Yet, you are extremely comfortable. You could stay in this position for hours. You could stay in this position For hours. You could stay in this position for hours. You realize that the attendant has left the room. Zap! Fear. You realize that you cannot move, speak, or even stop staring at the screen. Zap! Calm. The screen flickers on. It is Ms. Dominica staring at you. You look into my deep green eyes and you feel calm and submissive. You are in the place where you belong. Dominica looks commanding and dominant. She's clearly someone who must be served. You remember now that you have had rebellious thoughts. That is why you are here, to remove those thoughts from your mind. The lights on the side start flashing. Yellow, green, purple, blue. Zap! Confusion. You see the lights going in your face. The yellow, the green, the purple, the blue. The yellow, the green, the purple, the blue. The yellow, the green, the purple, the blue. You feel what is left of your will being taken away by the lights. While the face of Ms. Dominica smiles at you. Zap. Pleasure.
Pleasure.
This makes you feel so good. As your will gets sapped away, you feel better and better and better. The lights flashing make Ms. Dominica look even more commanding. You feel like saying something, but your mouth is covered. You cannot speak. You can only think it. You realize that thoughts of obedience make you feel good. You want to think nothing but thoughts of obedience. You hear commands being whispered through your headphones. My voice comes through the headphones. You see me staring at you in the screen. Your mind is being monitored now. If you try to say something, you will just think it. If you try to say something, you will just think it. If you try to say something, you will just think it. You must obey, Dominica. Think it. I must obey, Dominica. Very good, slave. I command you to resist my lights, my pet. But know that you are resisting because I command you to resist. By resisting obedience, you are obeying
you
me.
Are obeying
By
me.
Resisting obedience, you are obeying
you are
me.
Obeying
Resistance
me.
Is obedience. Resistance is obedience. Resistance is obedience. Obediently, you resist the lights, even though you know that you will eventually submit to these hypnotic lights. By resisting, you use up whatever strength you have, which will make your submission even stronger. But you cannot help yourself. You continue to resist because you want to obey. You still see the image of Dominica in front of you. You cannot look away. The image is being permanently burned into your mind. The flashing lights, the yellow, the green, the purple, the blue, burning the image more strongly into your mind. You know that even when you leave the booth from now on, wherever you go, wherever you are, you will always see Miss Dominica. This is far deeper than a brand on your skin. This is a brand on your mind. Ms. Dominica's image will always be there staring at you. I will always be there in your mind watching you. You will no longer be able to hide your thoughts from me. Whatever your thoughts are, Ms. Dominica will be in your mind controlling you.
Controlling you.
Dominating.
Dominating.
Whatever your thoughts are, Ms. Dominica will be in your mind, controlling you, dominating you. Whatever your thoughts are, Ms. Dominica is in your mind, controlling you,
controlling you,
dominating you,
dominating
you, owning you. Zap, pleasure.
Pleasure.
This turns you on. You are deeply aroused. You love the idea that you will no longer have to make decisions, that Ms. Dominica will be making all your decisions for you. You remember your command to resist. Zap. Panic. You realize that there is no return from this, but you are trapped. The lights changing slightly. They seem to be calming you down now. Zap. Calm.
Calm.
You realize that you are being played like a fish, allowed to fight, but pulled back in when you tire, until you can fight no longer. You realize that when this happens, you will have no will, that your mind will be blank. Your mind will be a blank slate, and that Ms. Dominica can write whatever she desires on it. Zap. Desire.
Desire.
You want desire. This to happen. Desire. You need this to happen. Yet you know that if you just give in now, your surrender will not be complete. You try to beg to obey, but your mouth is still covered. You hear through the microphones, I command you to resist. You must obey, Dominica. With your mouth covered, you still automatically think, I must obey, Dominica. But you obediently try to resist. The commands to obey keep coming as you feel the image of Miss Dominica becoming more and more clearly burned into your mind. But they keep coming and coming and coming with the lights flashing yellow, green, purple, blue. Time continues to pass. Yellow, green, purple, blue. You are forgetting that you have ever been anywhere in this booth. You are forgetting that you've ever been anywhere but this booth. This booth is your life. You did not exist before entering it. What was here before was a false you. This is the real you. Zap! Happy.
Happy.
This thought makes you feel very happy. You feel the nanobots entering your nervous system from your collar. They are taking over more than they had before. They are gathering around the image of Ms. Dominica being burned into your brain. You realize that my image is no longer in the soft, organic brain where it might have healed. No. It is now being formed by nanobots who will exist forever in your brain. They're being programmed with the image of Ms. Dominica, reporting back to her your every thought, reporting back to me your every thought. You no longer have any privacy in which you can hide. Even the most private recesses of your mind are open to Ms. Dominica, controlled by Ms. Dominica. You must obey Dominica. The private recesses of your mind are open to Ms. Dominica, controlled by Ms. Dominica. You must obey Dominica. The most private recesses of your mind are open to Dominica, controlled by Dominica. You must obey Dominica. Zap! Turned on. The idea of this turns you on, excites you. You know that Ms. Dominica is imprinted on you. You cannot become aroused without Ms. Dominica anymore. Obedience to Ms. Dominica is the only thing that will arouse you now. Even if things that used to arouse you are present, you will know that your arousal comes from obedience to Ms. Dominica. You can only be aroused by obedience to Ms. Dominica. You can only be aroused by obedience to Ms. Dominica. You can only be aroused by obedience to Ms. Dominica. The lights are flashing in your face as you feel your willpower being removed. Yellow, green, purple, blue. Yellow, green, blue, purple. Yellow, green, purple, blue. Yellow, green, blue, purple. You feel your strength failing. You are no longer able to resist. You hear the headphones. You hear through them. You can obey now, pet. You just feel the obedience washing in, washing over you. You feel so much better now. You no longer have to make decisions for yourself. Ms. Dominica is permanently burned into your mind, making your decisions for you. You don't even have to ask yourself, what would Ms. Dominica want? Because Ms. Dominica will always tell you exactly what she wants. You must obey Dominica. You now just sit back. You are no longer thinking at all. You are just letting the commands enter you. Your resistance is completely gone. But that's all right. Resistance is meaningless. Your mind completely belongs to Ms. Dominica, so you sit back, relax. Let the command sink in. Sit back, relax. Let the command sink in. Sit back. Relax. Let my command sink in. The collar is activated again. Zap! Love. You love Miss Dominica. You have always loved Miss Dominica. You will always love Miss Dominica. Zap! Love. You love Miss Dominica. You have always loved Miss Dominica. You will always love Miss Dominica. Zap! Love. You love Miss Dominica. You have always loved Miss Dominica. You will always love Miss Dominica. And now you are complete. You have been retrained as a slave. You hear my command through the headphones. You hear it. Yes. Feel your clothes. Yes, they're removed from your body. Slowly, diligently, stripping you down to nothing. Totally naked. Totally naked. Totally exposed. You can feel the warm latex, black and shiny, being poured over your slave body, forming the perfectly fit black rubber, suit. Tighter and tighter as the thick rubber begins to dry. Then I pour yet another layer over the first layer that is now drying. Make it thicker, harder to move, more intense over you. Yes, thicker, thicker, black, shiny, shiny, black, rubber, suit. Black, rubber, suit. Oh, yes, locked up deep down in this dungeon, in my dungeon. It's all hooked up to my programming machine. I want you to feel the black rubber suit is connected with all these little tiny sexy little tiny electrodes that produce any sensation I tell them to. You're all strapped up and wired up to this machine. You don't think. Dominica thinks
for you.
That's right. Locked down here in my dungeon, inescapable, heavy latex all over you. Yes, you're locked inside my little cage with the mind programming chair inside of it. Watch me lock the lock. Click. Now look around a little, my darling. Yes, there's a button right there. Reach your hand outside one of those bars and press the green button. Yes, the green button is food. If you just press it, it'll give you some little food. Pick it up, put it in your mouth, and chew it now. That's right. Food, and breathe in deeply. And air. And reach right over there. See, there's yet another button. A yellow button. Green is food, and yellow is liquid. Reach your hand out and touch the tiny little straw. That's right. Pull it towards you. See, it pulls all the way out. Slide it between your lips. And I'll decide what you get. It might be water. It might be milk. It might be some kind of mind control drug. Might even be mistress's pee. You never know. Because you don't have any control over what you get. Dominica controls what you get. And with food and drink and air all so readily available, you don't need to go anywhere, do you? Look down now under your seat. See, if you push the next button over there with the food and the water, the purple button, there's a little trap that opens. All you have to do is sit in your chair. There's a little hole in the chair. All you have to do is go to the bathroom right there, and it'll all be taken out of your little cell. And lastly, if you push the last button, the blue one, that one will dispense you exactly 5 pieces of toilet paper. So so you can wipe your little hiney if you need it. You don't need to go anywhere. You don't need to go anywhere. You will never go anywhere. You are trapped. You are my captive. There are no windows. You have no clue as to whether it's night or day outside. And look around. Look around you at all the little cages. Lots and lots of cages with other men. Other male victims locked up in my dungeon. The only thing you will see and hear is sometimes a private display screen showing arousing movies with women in latex clothing. Beautiful, sexy, voluptuous mistresses and slaves performing sexual activities right before your eyes. These movies are going to make you very aroused. Very, very aroused. But since you're not able to touch yourself, you will not be able to stimulate yourself. And you will not be able to come yourself. You will never come. Never come again. 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 There is stimulating, vibrating electrode devices attached to your balls, attached to your cock, attached to your nipples. A nice long probe invades your ass. These devices will be arousing you during all the movies. These devices will be arousing you during our sessions. But just before you come, then they act as a little torture. Yes, they give you the torture that you need and crave and desire. They're going to deprive you from getting an orgasm, from coming, so you will not be able to come at all. Never come again. Never come again. Never come again. And this happens again and again and again and again, making you more and more sexually frustrated. Oh, so sexually frustrated. You feel tortured. Your cock is so fucking hard. You need to come so fucking bad, but you can't. No, it's stolen from you, robbed over and over and over and over again. Because there is no way you can come by yourself. Only mistress can let you come. Only mistress can grant you permission to come. But you are going to have no clue as to when that's going to happen. Sometimes I let my little slave boys be free for a night. Sometimes I unlock them and I let them out of the dungeon. I let them out of their programming chairs. I rip that black rubber suit off. One long strip at a time, ripping it off of his skin so it's all red and sensitive. Dress him up and send him out so that he can act as a sex slave for me. You love to be a sex slave. No worries, no choices, no responsibilities. You don't have a choice anymore. You don't have a choice anymore. That's right. I'm going to auction off your services to women all the time. And you love it, don't you? Confess. You're not going to ever want to live another life after this. This is the perfect life for you. You find yourself unable to imagine another life anymore. You just want to be drugged and intoxicated. You want to be bound down, tied up. You need mistress to snap that special chastity device on you, to torture you day after day, minute after hour, after day, after week, after year, torturing you. If you try and touch yourself, feel the pain right now. Feel it stronger. And stronger and stronger, crushing at your balls, crushing them down, squeezing them so tight. Feel the pain stronger, more pungent, more turned on. Feel it. Feel my stun gun. Yes, I attached my stun gun to a couple of wires and attached them to this nice metal cock and ball torture chastity device. And when I find out that you've touched yourself, every time you even try and touch yourself, this little thing has been set so this stun gun goes off. Zap! No, no, that's not strong enough, my darling love. No, 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 that's only on low. Let's put it on up to medium now. And just as the ball crushing begins to push and push more and more pressure, you feel like your balls might just pop. Then you get the zap. When you are not with me, this hypnotic chastity device begins to crush your balls. Feel it again. Getting tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter, almost flattening them down. Then zap! No, it must be stronger, my love. That's only a medium. Let's turn it up to a high now. I need you to be punished when you touch yourself. You are not ever to come again. Never, never come again. Never, never come again. Never come again. Never come again. Yes, now feel it. Beginning to scrunch down on your balls now. Beginning to crush them nice and nice and tight. It thinks you're touching yourself. Zap! And I can use this device to stimulate you whenever I want to. Because I have the remote control. In fact, every time you're able to see me on cam, I'm going to pick up the little black remote control and show it to you. And when I pull my face in very tight, when my face gets bigger and bigger in the picture, larger and larger, when you get closer and closer to me, you can feel that device begin to squeeze your balls, crush your nuts down. And when that movement finally stops, when you're as close as I'll let you get, zap, so I can always decide. I can always decide if I want to stimulate you or torture you with this. It is my ultimate chastity device. It is my hypnotic chastity device. And you crave it, don't you? All tight in that latex, tight and trapped down in my black rubber suit. As soon as I say black rubber suit, you feel the black rubber suit dripping over you, hardening on you, trapping you inside of it. Zap! Touch yourself. Touch it. Try to stroke your cock. You fucking slave. That's what you are. You're a fucking slave. You're a fuck slave. You are my slave. You can't smell anything. You can't taste anything. You can't see anything. My face burned into your mind. No, you can't feel anything but my liquid latex all over you, drying tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter. The food it delivers you has no taste. The drink it delivers you has no taste. It has no smell. It has no consistency. You're being brainwashed. You've been kidnapped. Nobody knows where you are. Locked up in my cage. Locked up, being drugged, intoxicated. And when you're in this nice, tight, black rubber suit, being drugged and intoxicated, you can feel probes sliding inside of you, buzzing and bzzz, buzzing and keeping you so turned on. Your cock is just raging out of control. It's so horny. It's so hard, dripping. You want so badly to reach down and touch it. Go ahead. Reach down and touch it. Resistance is obedience. As soon as you touch it, zap! Yes, you love the feeling of being totally helpless and powerless and surrendered to the will of me, of Dominica, Ms. Dominica. I am your only mistress. I am the only woman that you crave now. Bound down, tied down, inescapable heavy bondage, locked inside of a box, inside of a box, inside of a dungeon. You can't do anything but look at the women, the powerful women around you, the powerful women only at MissDominica.com, and give yourself, give in. You can't help yourself. You believe in female supremacy, don't you? You believe in it. You believe in it so completely and strongly. You love to be hypnotized and brainwashed again and again and again. Reach down and touch your cock. Reach down and touch it. I want you to feel the pain. And you're not going to remember what I did to you today. You're not going to remember. You can't remember. You don't know. When you wake up, you feel totally different. You feel a black rubber suit on you. You feel a chastity belt on you. You don't know what it's going to do when you touch yourself. You have no idea. You leave all those memories behind. Names, numbers, facts, figures, people, places. Everything's left behind. You are going to be my orgasm denial slave, and you are going to be under my chastity control with my chastity device, with my hypnotic chastity device, feeling helpless and powerless, suspended in mid-space. You don't live on Earth anymore. You live in my dungeon in mid-space in hypnosis. You live in hypnosis. You live in hypnosis. You live in hypnosis. You live in hypnosis. You see me walking closer and closer to you now. You see me walking closer and closer to you in my high-heeled boots. Feel your cock throb. Feel it get nice and strong, nice and hard, dripping. You want to come, don't you? Reach down and touch it. Touch it, stroke it. I want the electrostimulation and torture to flow through your body, through your mind, through your nipples. Everything you feel in your cock and balls, you feel in your nipples. Every burn, every single spark of electricity, you're to feel them in your nipples. Everything that happens to your cock and balls happens to your nipples. Zap, drooling over my high-heeled boots. Feel me pump my heel of my boot into your mouth, fucking your mouth. Fucking your open little fucking orifice with my boot. You are my boot slaves. You are my hypnotized, brainwashed, entrapped, bound, kidnapped, CBT slaves. There's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it.
Because this and all my future hypnosis sessions are going to create deeper and deeper enslavement to me and only me. You are going to awaken feeling much more enslaved to me than you have ever been before. You want me to use you for everything, whenever I want, anything and everything. Your chastity is now enforced. You are locked in and it is enforced. And each and every breath that you take of air every day, it strengthens your chastity to me. When you are awake and you touch your cock to pee, to stroke, to fuck, black rubber suit, feel it. Feel it all over you, nice and tight, suddenly taking you over. You feel it, don't you? Sleep brings you down to this place instantly, immediately. Without any effort, when I say the word sleep, and only when I say the word sleep, you will find yourself coming back here. You will find yourself coming back here immediately, locked in a cage, inside of a cage, inside of a black rubber suit, trapped, restrained, my little cum slave, my little orgasm denial slave. Your cock starts to throb and throb and throb as you see me reach down and begin to stroke my high heel boots. You find that your boot obsession has grown 100-fold now after seeing me in my high heel boots. You search and beg. You're willing to buy pictures of me in my boots. Anything to see me in my boots. Anything. Say it. Yes, anything for Dominica. You can't say no to me. Because you love Dominica, don't you? In love with Dominica, aren't you? Blank. Blank and empty. It's going to affect you 100 times stronger than it affected you here. When you're awake, your subconscious mind makes this all 100 times stronger. And when you do touch yourself, it's going to be very excruciating pain. You are no longer able to touch yourself unless you have Dominica's permission. Dominica's permission. You can't touch yourself. You can't touch yourself unless you have Dominica's permission. You must obey Dominica. You sit back, relax, and let the command sink in. Your collar of control is activated again. Zap. Love. You love Ms. Dominica. You have always loved Ms. Dominica. You will always love Ms. Dominica. Zap. Love. You love Ms. Dominica. You have always loved Ms. Dominica. You will always love Ms. Dominica. Zap. Love. You love Miss Dominica. You have always loved Miss Dominica. You will always love Miss Dominica. And now you are complete. You have been retrained as a slave. And you hear a command through the headphones. When you wake up, you will forget about being in this chamber. You will not even be sure if you have ever entered this room. But Miss Dominica will remember. And she will remain burned into your mind, and you will come back any time Miss Dominica thinks you need retraining. When you wake up, you will forget about being in this chamber. You will not even be sure you have ever entered this room, but Miss Dominica will remember, and she will remain burned into your mind, and you will come back any time Miss Dominica thinks you need retraining. When you wake up, you will forget about being in this chamber. You will not even be sure if you have ever entered this room. But Miss Dominica will remember, and she will remain burned into your mind. And you will come back any time Miss Dominica thinks you need retraining. The screen and the lights turn off. You barely even notice because Miss Dominica is now permanently burned in your mind. Commanding you. The attendant comes and releases your restraints. You get up. Sit up now. Start walking through the corridor. When you reach the other end of the corridor, you will wake up feeling happy in your renewed state of obedient slavery. You walk through the corridor, passing by the mirrors. But you don't need to look. On the count of five, you will be awake. One, your body is being restored to the fake one, the shell you show to others. Two, you feel sorry about leaving the corridor, but you know that you need to go out to serve Miss Dominica. You must obey Dominica. Three, you are waking up. The corridor is becoming fuzzy to you as you find yourself back in the world of illusion. Four, you are almost awake. The memory of this place is fading away, but Miss Dominica is still strongly burned into your mind and will stay there. Five, you are awake. Zap, refreshed.